This is the last Sunday of Advent, and I want to invite you to join us for our special Christmas Eve service that will be posted to our church webpage on Thursday, December the 24th. And you can view it at your convenience at any time. As a matter of fact, if you really like it and you've got the time, you can watch it a second time. But we invite you to join us for Christmas Eve. Over the last few weeks, we've been looking at questions that present themselves in the Christmas narrative. And today the question is, where is he? But before we look at that question, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for sending your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to the earth that we remember at this time, the incarnation, God with us. And Lord, we want to pray specifically right now for those that are governing over us, for the doctors and the nurses that have been leading us through this pandemic. So many are tired and exhausted, and we pray for them for special strength and help at this moment of time. Lord, it's been encouraging over these last few days and weeks to know of this vaccine that has we have gotten, and there's hope that this virus might soon start to be behind us. And thank you for people that you have gifted to be able to work on things like that. I do want to think of those in our midst that are shut into their homes and their rooms and can't get out, or it isn't that they can't get out, but they need to stay safe, and they're lonely. And at this moment of time, in this Christmas time, and as many can't even be with family over this Christmas period, we pray for encouragement upon them. Lord, come and minister into their lives. And for those that are sick amongst us, Lord, we pray that they will just know your presence in a special way, comforting them in these days. And now, Lord, I pray that our hearts would be open to receive what you have for us, that we would have ears to hear what your word has to say, and that our hearts would be open to your Spirit's movement in our life and come and minister into our lives at this moment of time. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to read to us this morning from Matthew's Gospel, the second chapter, starting in verse 1. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who's been born king of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make careful search for the child, and as soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them till it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. And on coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they presented their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," he said. "Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left for Egypt, where they stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I called my son." When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi. And then what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning. Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no more. It is the Gospel of Matthew that tells us the story of the wise men. These were men who were driven by both a quest and a question. Their quest was following the star to its destination. And their question was, where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? Where is he? We don't know where these wise men traveled from, other than it was from the east. You can imagine, though, these travelers as they start out each morning, heading westward through the desert with the sun at their back. Desert conditions of extreme heat during the day and freezing cold at night. The wind would get up and there would be dust storms and they would be surrounded by sand and dust and grit as they pushed on step by step, westward bound. Jerusalem was their logical destination, the temple city of Israel. They came searching and seeking. They wanted to find and worship this new king. From tradition that has been passed down over the centuries, it is being believed that there were three wise men, three kings, three magi. They've been even given names like Gaspar and Melchior and Belshazzar. They were Gentiles on a quest, searching for the king of the Jews. But you know, also woven into Matthew's gospel is the account of another search that we must not overlook. It was a search that was dark and evil, a search that stands in contrast to the story of the Magi. It is an unpleasant incident that we seldom read at the Christmas time, probably because it's an unpleasant story of infanticide, the killing of infant children, of little boys. In verse 16 of what we read, it said, when Herod realized that he'd been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity, who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi. Here's Herod, a mere man, who had been given the earthly title of king. And he thinks that he is greater than the God of the universe, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. This earthly king who is threatened by this infant king. And because of Herod's jealousy and paranoia, it was his intent to destroy anyone and anything that threatened his puny little kingdom, of which he thought he had total power and control over. Where is he? Herod's whole reason to want to find him was so he could do away with him and destroy him. On the other hand, there was those who desired to see and to worship this new king. And yet, in contrast to that, there was those whose desire was for evil and destruction. And you know, those two things still go on today. Those that worship and those that want to destroy. And these contrasting responses in the Christmas story present to us the challenge of what is our own personal response to Jesus. I want to ask, are you like the wise men? Are you seeking and searching the King of Kings? Whoever you are, whether you consider yourself to be religious or not, or a high-ranking official, or someone that is important, or just an everyday, normal kind of person, are you searching for God? And have you found him? Where is he? Do you know God personally in your life? Or is he unknown to you and distant and somewhere just out there? And if you did discover him, what would your attitude be? What would your attitude be towards him? What is your attitude toward God right now? Is it one of praise and adoration? Or is it something far different than that? Something that's far more selfish and you'd rather have nothing to do with him. Like the chief priests and the teachers of the law, who knew all the right answers. They knew where the Christ child was to be born. In Bethlehem in Judea, they said. Maybe you know the answers. Maybe you grew up going to church, or you went to a Christian school, or you were raised in a Christian home, or maybe you have a Christian spouse. But you have never sought the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, for yourself. It was someone else's quest, but it has never been yours. Like the chief priests and the teachers of the law, you know nothing about seeking after God for yourself. You've never concerned yourself with, where is he? Though you know all the right answers, you've never personally known and experienced Jesus Christ for yourself. You've lived your life knowing about him, but have totally missed personally knowing and experiencing Jesus for yourself. You know, such were the chief priests and the teachers of the law. Where is he? Well, if you go over there to Bethlehem, you'll find him if he's there. You might say today to someone who's searching for God, well, if you go to that church just down there, they'll be able to help you. But you don't know yourself. Or maybe you're like Herod. You would sooner do away with King Jesus because he is a threat to your life. You don't want to believe in him because you would have to give up things you don't want to let go of. And ultimately, you're unwilling to bow down and acknowledge Jesus as king, for you want to be the king of your own life. You don't want to give up the power and control you think you have or you want to have over your life. So let me ask, where are you? If you were to evaluate your life right now, where are you spiritually in the journey of your life? Are you searching for God? Have you found him? Or are you still looking? Or have you never even bothered to search at all? Or are you someone who wants to do away with God because you perceive he is a threat to your desires and your demands and your will? Where are you? Where is Jesus? You know, this where question exposed the heart of the wise men. They wanted to find and worship. This where question exposed the heart of the religious leaders and the know-it-alls. Oh, they had the answer, and that was good enough. They didn't want to know any more than that. This where question exposed the heart of King Herod with all its darkness and evil intent. And we discover he thinks nothing of destroying others to promote himself. This question, where is he, actually exposes the condition and the state of our heart as well. Are you worshiping? Or are you searching? Or are you completely indifferent and could care less? Or are you so self-centered you're driven by your need of power and control? Where is Jesus right now in your life? Have you kept Jesus as a baby in a manger? You know, the cross and the manger are all part of the same story. Jesus came to die on the cross to pay for the penalty of your sin and my sin, so we could become children of God and adopted into his family. And for those who have found Jesus and bow down and worship in adoration of him, you know your life will never be the same. And when you've discovered your quest for God, who is revealed to us through Jesus Christ, You then start on your homeward journey to heaven. It's like the wise men. You don't go back the way you came. Life has changed. When you meet Jesus and fall down in worship of him, you're called to travel a different route in life, a route of faith in God, as you now journey your way home to heaven. Where is he? Where are you? Do you know Jesus personally in your life right now? Is your heart full of love and adoration and worship to him? Where is he? Still lying in a manger? Or is he living in your heart as Lord? Where are you? You know, God is not hiding. He can be easily found. We read in Jeremiah 29 and verse 11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and bring you back from captivity." Are you seeking him today? You can come to Jesus right now. Jesus said that he came to seek and to save the lost. You know, it does not take long for a seeking Savior and a lost seeking sinner to find each other. God is only a prayer away. You know, as you consider this, we're going to close with a song sung by the Ball Brothers Quartet. And I would encourage you to listen carefully to the words of this song. Let us pray. Lord, you know our hearts and exactly who and where we are. May each one of us find you and give our lives to you, and in so doing, receive all you have for us. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.